From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, fierce fighting resumed today between government troops and followers of radical clerics who are holed up inside their mosque. As many as 19 people have been killed in violence at the Red Mosque over the past 3 days. More than 1,000 followers have left the mosque and surrendered. And in a striking development, authorities arrested the mosque's head cleric, Maulana Abdulaziz, as he fled disguised in a women's black burqa. Griff Witte is covering the story for The Washington Post. He says there is now a pitched battle at the mosque.
There's a lot of cracking and popping, basically small arms fire that's going back and forth between the mosque and several thousand Pakistani security forces who have massed themselves around the mosque. There's a very tight cordon that has basically walled off an entire section of Islamabad, and that part of the city has become essentially a war zone over the last couple of days.
What are the followers who have left the mosque saying about the conditions inside?
We're actually starting to hear for the first time today that some of the people within the mosque are being held there against their will. It was commonly believed that everyone who was in the mosque was staying there because they believed in the cause and because they were so devoted to the cause that they were not going to surrender. But we're starting to hear today that some people are being held against their will. So you have the potential for this to turn into something of a hostage situation.
Is it known how many followers are still inside?
The government is saying that it's in the dozens. The leader who you mentioned who was arrested last night has said that there are about 850 students who are still there.
And you had this bizarre scenario of this radical cleric giving an interview on government-run television, still wearing that women's burqa that he was caught in. What did he have to say?
He basically says that he wants his followers to surrender, that he wants them to either escape or to surrender. He does not want them to continue to fight. Obviously, he is in custody now, so it's not known whether that was his true wish or whether he was being coerced into saying that. But there does seem to be rising sentiment in Pakistan, especially after the incident last night with the burqa against these clerics and against this mosque. There had been support for them earlier, but obviously the fact that this cleric who had preached the fact that he would go down fighting, preached very strongly a division between men and women, the fact that he was caught trying to escape in the burqa, was very, very embarrassing to the clerics, and other religious leaders in Pakistan have started to turn on them and have started to say that they need to back off.
Griff, would you explain to us how this mosque, the Red Mosque, which is described as being pro-Taliban, describe its activities up until this siege, and how did it get so much power right there in the heart of the capital?
Sure. It's the oldest mosque in Islamabad, and Islamabad is really known as a very moderate cosmopolitan city. However, there is this mosque right in the heart of the city that's controlled by these two brothers. And just within the last couple of months, they pulled some stunts that have really provoked the government. They abducted police officers. They abducted women who they alleged were prostitutes and made them publicly confess. They issued a fatwa against a female government minister because she had hugged a man in public who was not her husband. And all of these actions, which basically amount to attempts by the mosque leadership to create a state within a state, to create a theocratic regime in Pakistan, have really raised the ire of the government. And what we're seeing now is the government's response.
But the government did allow this to continue for some time. Where does all this leave the regime of President Pervez Musharraf?
Well, Musharraf is trying to strike a very fine balance. He's taken a lot of heat from moderate forces in Pakistan who say that he should have challenged the mosque leadership much, much sooner, that he should have dealt with this problem at the very beginning rather than letting it fester, and that the only reason he's having trouble now is that he's allowed it to build up for so long. However, Musharraf makes the point that if he had gone in initially and just immediately raided, that there was a very high potential for civilian casualties, that there are women and children inside this mosque. And from a public relations standpoint, obviously, it would be a very bad thing indeed if there are a lot of casualties and if the government is seen as attacking a mosque.
And there may well, based on the description you're giving us, though, there may well be those casualties happening right now.
There may well be. There is, we do not know how many people have been hurt or killed, if any, tonight. but obviously very, very intense gunfire. The government is still holding out hope that this will somehow end peacefully, that the remaining leadership of the mosque will come to its senses, that they will stand down. But obviously that's not looking terribly likely this evening.
Okay. Griff Witte, correspondent for The Washington Post, speaking with us from Islamabad. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.